Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Called Daytime Chicago. That will be hosted by my pals, Tanya Francisco and Amy Rutledge. They join us on the phone line this morning. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dean.
So nice to have you both here with us. It took this new show to finally get both of you to come on the show today.
We come on much sooner.
Just waiting for my invitation.
Well, Tanya, you know, Amy, you know, I can't speak for her, but Tanya, I know, has been a little busy on Sunday mornings the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Hosting.
The last 5 years. You too. You've been pulling double duty.
Right.
Helping us out on the mornings, getting us up on all the latest entertainment news.
Right, right. I think I said 50 years ago that Bozo and the Rest premiered. It's actually 60 years ago.
Wow.
In the very studio where you will premiere this new show tomorrow. That's kind of...
Yeah. And you know what else, too, Dean? The funny thing is the last 5 years of Bozo were directed by Steve Novak, who will also be directing our show.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, we love Steve.
We love Steve. Steve is a friend for decades, and was producer and director of the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, for which he and I worked very closely for decades. He produced and directed the many breast cancer specials and Alzheimer's specials that we did on WGN as well.
Yep.
So you are in very, very good hands with Steve Novak. Amy, talk a little bit about what Daytime Chicago is going to be.
Oh, you know, we're going to do a little bit of everything. I heard you mention earlier, like cooking. We're going to be doing some cooking. We're going to be doing some fashion. We're going to be doing some parenting. We're going to be doing just all the lifestyle stuff that happens, you know, before your 9-to-5 day, really. You know, managing relationships, both with coworkers and friends. And, you know, if you're single, if you're dating, if you're married, we're kind of going to tackle a little bit of everything. And then also highlight all the cool things happening in and around the Chicagoland area.
So I know you guys have been getting ready, Tanya. What are like some of the things that you've got planned? You know, some of the topics and things that you're going to be dealing with in your first shows there.
So I'm really excited. Yes, I'm really excited. Tomorrow we have a special guest. I don't know, Amy, should I tell people who it is? Yeah, probably, because we want them to tune in. First Lady Amy Eshelman will be joining us on the show. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people know her name, but can you actually say you've actually heard her speak? Have you actually heard her talk about any of her passion projects? Just do you really know anything about her? So we'll be diving into that with her. We're really excited that she agreed because she has turned down so many interview requests, but she granted ours, and we are excited. So we'll hear from her. So excited. Our friend Mario Rizzotti, the chef, will be joining us to cook up some dishes. We play a little games. We're just having a little fun. You know, we're sandwiched in between the morning show and the noon show. And we know these days, especially, the news is quite heavy. So we just want to take that 1 hour to take a break, have a little fun, laugh, just have a good time. We're like your friends. We're just having a conversation. We're talking about all the things that you'd be talking about at the water cooler if you were at work,
right,
or if you're out at the park with other moms as they're taking their kids out for a walk, or if you're at the bar hanging out with your friends. Those are the things that we'll be doing. Yeah, you know, it was so funny. You were talking about tomatoes. I'm getting off track here a little bit, but you were talking about tomatoes, right? So Friday during one of our rehearsals, Jeanette, the production manager, came in and made micheladas, which are basically it's a popular Mexican drink, and it's tomato juice and Modelo and hot sauce and different things like that. And both Amy and I were like, okay, well, we're not fans of tomato juice. And so we tried it, and we're like, ooh, not our cup of tea.
Oh.
But earlier in the week, he made she actually made
the cocktails?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She made Moscow Mules earlier in the week, which were delicious.
Look at that.
Yes, it was 10 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock, and we were drinking.
5 o'clock, someplace, Tanya.
Right. There you go. There you go. So yeah, we're just gonna be having fun. We're hanging out and having fun, yeah. Cutting loose, and we hope everybody will cut loose with us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's for years we've had Rachel Ray come on right after the morning news. Which meant, you know, we could take our time cleaning up all the empty cans of Old Style that we usually throw into the studio. We're going to have to be, much more fastidious in our cleaning efforts on the morning show.
No, just and, come join us. Leave it there and come join us.
You know, I'll warn you. I mean, we haven't had guests in studio with us for quite some time because of the pandemic. But one of these days, don't be surprised if there's a donkey in the hallway or, you know, you never know
it.
On that morning show what could be happening out in the hallway.
Absolutely.
And now the fun will continue into 10 o'clock with you guys.
Yeah, we're really looking forward
Most
to it.
Definitely.
Tanya's going to take a deep dive on, since you're talking about how historic Studio One is, she's taking a deep dive on Studio One on our first show just so people can really see some of the history in there because it's such a cool space.
Right.
You know, everybody doesn't know that there's still part of the Bozo set in there.
That's
still.
Right. That's right.
We got some big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively.
Right. Up until they've completely remodeled, not completely remodeled the studio, because, as you say, part of the Bozo set still remains in that studio, and you'll be able to see it when you tune in tomorrow. But up until recently, you know, they redid the floors and, you know, have like all new furniture and everything. It's really beautiful. You could see the tape marks that were on the floor for 40 years where they used to do the grand prize game. And people could, you know, people were always thrilled to see where this is where the buckets were and this is where the kids put their toes on the line, you know, to play the game. It's a very, very historic studio.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
The whole building, it's just amazing. I mean, I've been in the building since, I think, when I first started, I was still with CLTV, and we moved in what, 2009, 2007? One of those days, one of those years we moved in.
Wow, back.
And I was just still amazed to be in that building. It's so much history in that building, and so much, you know, it's such a family. That still amazes me to the day. You walk through the halls and it's, hey, and you're speaking to people by name. Hey, Dean. Hey, Amy.
Right.
You know, hey, George. You know, hey, Mike. You know, several Mikes, several Georges, several Johns. But yet still, you know, you're speaking to everybody by name. And it is just so cool. You know, you talk about the good old number nine. It really is the good old number nine. And it's so much fun. And we just want to take the mood that has been set by you guys on the morning show, by, you know, Dina and Julie in the midday show, and all throughout the day. And we want to bring it to that vibe at 10 o'clock. And so that's what we'll be trying. So we'll hope that people will give us a chance, give us a shot, you know, right out the gate. Nobody, you know, hits it right out of the park unless you're like Javi Baez or something like that. But and he doesn't even play for us anymore. But you know, we're trying, and we just want, you know, everybody to give us a shot and you know, we hope we just have some fun.
Let me take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Tanya Francisco, Amy Rutledge, the new hosts of the brand new show Daytime Chicago. Premieres tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock over WGN-TV. We've got Amy Rutledge and Tanya Francisco on the line with us, hosts of the new show Daytime Chicago. Premieres tomorrow at 10 o'clock over the big number 9. Hope you'll tune in for that. Amy, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your background. I mean, you know, we know you from, you know, WGN-TV, from The Jam on The U. But you also lived in Shanghai, China for a while, is that right?
Yeah, we lived in China for 2 years. It was actually right after my husband and I got married. He got transferred for work. I was like, I swear you married me just so I'd have to go with you. but it was a very, very interesting couple of years. I'm so glad we did it when we did, because we didn't have kids yet. But a really tough place to live and to kind of try and fit into.
Sure.
But on top of that, I also worked in television in Shanghai for a year and a half. That was really interesting, too, because, you know, it's run by the Chinese government. So, you know, I'd be typing scripts away, and all of a sudden, the script would change in front of me, and I didn't touch it. So somebody upstairs was changing things.
Oh, so they were changing they were censoring your scripts, basically, as you were broadcasting them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd be writing them, and I'd get back into a script, and, like, whole chunks of stories would be removed.
Oh, wow, wow.
It was so strange. I couldn't last much longer than about, not even quite a year and a half, and I had to give it up. It was too much going against everything I learned as a journalist. I was like, all right, I tried. I'm done.
What a fascinating experience. I'm sure we're going to be learning a lot of stories like that. And Tanya, I'm sure for you, you're going to be giving lots of behind-the-scenes stories of what it was like to work with Sean Lewis for the last 5 years, probably equally as traumatic as Amy's Shanghai experience.
Yeah. I heard he told you this morning he had PTSD, post-traumatic Tanya disorder, or something like that.
Yes. That ain't right.
And I'm like, what's wrong with that, Sean? But he says he meant it in the best of ways. He was devastated over our breakup, and he needed to go get some help. I'm like, yeah.
I was like, you're scaring me. What do I need to know already?
Oh no, it's just the dynamic between Shawnee and I. Shania has broken up. You know,
Shania.
It's now me and Amy.
Shania. Now it's a little TNA, right, Tanya?
Yes, little TNA.
Yeah, it premieres tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, daytime Chicago on WGN-TV. I can't wait to watch. Break a leg, both of you, with all of this. And I'll see you guys in the hallways even more than I did before now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, because I'm going to be sneaking out on Wednesdays to get a taste of whatever it is you cook.
But I'm cooking. You're more than welcome. Yeah, more than welcome to come in for a taste. Tanya Francisco, Amy Rutledge, thank you for coming on today, and best of luck with the new show.
Thanks, Dean.
Bye-bye, Dean, you guys. Nice to have you both with us.